It's now time to talk Valley Falls girls basketball here in our locker room chats. Jordan Hale, the head coach of the Valley Falls girls, joins us now. Johnny Kane here with you. And, well, Valley Falls, tough schedule here the last couple of games. First against ACCHS on Friday, a 57-23 loss. And then Tuesday, a state-ranked Jackson Heights squad, 50-21 loss for Valley Falls. So, Coach, really just two really tough opponents these last couple of games. Just what were your thoughts against both those teams?
Yeah, we knew coming in that these were going to be our two tough games here on our schedule. You know, they're both teams were picked to be top two in the league at the start of the season, and really it was a first test for us, both offensively and defensively. I thought we responded a little bit better on Tuesday night's game to Jackson Heights than we did Friday. I think when we came out, we kind of were scared a little bit. We weren't really sure what to expect, and that showed in how we played.
Yeah, I know you talked to me before we started here, especially against ACCHS. Your girls came out kind of flat, and I mean, realistically, you do still have a pretty young team. So was that just good in the sense that you were able to show your girls, you know, we have to bring that energy each and every night, especially when we're going up against these good teams?
Yeah, for sure. And we actually talked about that at halftime of that game and afterwards, just how it doesn't matter who you play. You have to bring the same intensity, the same focus to every single game. And we're not going to be the team that we want to be by just kind of going through the motions against good teams. And so, like I said, that was kind of our challenge. And hopefully the girls take that, all that constructive criticism and really run with it for the next two games.
Yeah, speaking of these next two, your girls right now 2-2 through these first four games, but two more games before we take the break, beginning on Friday with Pleasant Ridge and then Donovan West on Monday. But starting here with Pleasant Ridge, they're a team that's been kind of up and down to start the year, but they had a couple good wins, another good one on Tuesday night. So what do you look at here first with this matchup against Pleasant Ridge?
Yeah, I think that it'll be another good challenge for us. Last year we split regular season with Pleasant Ridge 1-1, and I know they returned quite a few players from last year. They got a new coach, so not really sure what to expect there. But looking forward to it, I really think our girls are ready to go out and get another win after how we've played the last two games. So hopefully they come out with that intensity.
Yeah, so do you look at these last two games really just from a confidence standpoint, big for your girls, you know, going into this holiday break because you're really going to have 2 weeks off? Is that really how you look at this game, just big from a confidence standpoint in these last two?
Yeah, definitely. It would be nice to get another win or another two wins under our belt before Christmas. I was actually telling them the other day that we're already halfway to our wins from last year. So we're definitely headed in the right direction. Just got to continue to build on what we're doing and continue to gain that confidence so that after Christmas break we can not take a step backwards and we can keep going forward.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck here in these final two games here before this break against Pleasant Ridge and against Donovan West. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. Enjoy your holiday break.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Jordan Hale, the head coach of the Valley Falls girls, joining us on our locker room chats. It's brought to you by Heinen Repair and Country Harvest Apple Market here on KNZA.